You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
It is Stupid News time here at FM 99.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it.
Item number one.
Shiny toy with the price, you know that I bought it.
Yes, it is Taylor Swift, the singer. Unlike the woman from Lancashire in England, who can't find a job because her name is Taylor Swift, and nobody believes her. And it's ruining her life. She says she has trouble even to, like, leave the country, for example.
Oh, yeah.
And then I show them my ID, and it says Taylor Swift, and they think I'm one of these Swifties that's just making this stuff up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yikes. Oh, that sucks.
She said I've gone through hell because of my name, she says. Scotland's only Taylor Swift. Claims that she struggles to find work. Employers think her celebrity name is just a put-on. She said she carries her passport with her to prove that this is really her.
Wow.
Yeah. So somebody came along, basically, hijacked your name, in a sense.
Yeah.
No word on how they named her Taylor Swift, by the way.
Right.
Because she's only 19, so she's a lot younger than the actual Taylor. Yeah. So It can't be a coincidence.
Well, but Taylor was...
Was she big 20 years ago? Yeah. Was she that big 20 years ago?
She's been around for a long time.
Well, yeah,
she got big around, like, 15 or 16, didn't she, when she really took off?
It'll be close.
Yeah.
It'll be close, for sure.
Yeah.
Her mom said she believes employers must think that she's just making this stuff up sometimes. She thinks her name doesn't help. Mom, I'm trying to find where mom weighs in on the name.
It kind of doesn't help. Because if you're hiring somebody...
Oh, here you go. Wait. Name 2 years before the real Taylor Swift, the other Taylor Swift, shot to stardom. So,
All right.
Before this Taylor Swift was known.
Man, the odds of that.
Yeah.
That's just unfortunate.
It is a big world.
Well, it happens.
Last name is Swift.
I'm sure there's other Jared Fogels out there.
Oh, that's got to be. Well,
Jerry Sandusky.
Jerry Sandusky.
Yep. You know?
Yep.
I'm sure there was another Charles Manson out there before before we knew who that
guy
was.
Yeah, I go by my middle name now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quincy.
Yeah.
Quincy Manson.
Quincy Manson. You know me. Just call me Q.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. Not going so good. That is item number one.
Item number two. How many times have we seen in the news where, like, someone goes to pet the dangerous animal and then it
literally
bites
them
in the ass?
Yes, literally.
Well, a tourist from Scotland was in Romania, and they came up to a bear, thought it wanted to be friends. They got a picture.
Uh-huh.
The picture wasn't good enough, so she went back to get another picture with the bear.
Yeah, hang on, bear. A bear, can we do this again?
A wild bear.
A wild bear.
And by the way, Romania has this is going to sound dumb, but they have a bear problem.
Oh.
Like, the bears come out of the woods and go after people on the paths and things.
And it's
well known. There's signs everywhere.
Yeah.
I also want to point out
that in the forest.
This was a woman that had to go back to get another pic because the first one wasn't good enough.
Didn't get my good side.
Yeah.
My picture with the live bear wasn't good enough.
So it bit her.
And then she made it stay there and look at the pic with her while she figured out if it was another.
Trying to choose a filter, and then the thing bit her.
Damn it.
So she got bitten?
Yeah, she got bitten.
Uh-oh.
On her side, and she says that the only reason that she survived was because her jacket was so thick.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
he
must not have really wanted to bite you very much because
it was a warning bite.
Yeah, your thick jacket ain't saving you from a bear.
I told you, no pictures.
Yeah. That bite. That's what that was.
I gave you a picture already. Yeah. Now go away.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. That's item number two.
Photo booth.
Don't do
nice.
That.
Nice. All right, finally this. This comes to us from New Delhi, India. an Indian Muslim stand-up comic. I'll just start with that. Man goes into a bar, sees a rabbi and a... Yeah. Spent 25 days in jail for jokes that he never told.
What?
But they thought he was going to.
Oh, my gosh. What? Now we're the thought police.
Yep.
Oh. Wow.
Munawar Fukari, 28 years old. Munawar is facing legal action in two different Indian states. He was arrested while performing for allegedly insulting Hindu deities during his rehearsals.
Oh my gosh.
He never did it in front of an audience. But they heard his act, and they didn't like it.
Yeah. They frown on that.
In the neighboring state next door, he's also sought for the same crime.
Yeah. Hey, maybe take that out of your act.
Yeah.
You know?
He was going to crack some anti-Hindu jokes, and there won't be any of those jokes.
No.
Similar vein. I don't know if you saw this and heard of the overnight news. There's a rapper in Iran who is in jail right now for 6 years. Because remember in Iran, that girl got taken away by the modesty police and she died in their custody over the way she was dressed. And the whole country erupted.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, this rapper guy sang about that and he got 6 years in prison. Well, they just redid that and now he has the death sentence. Because they're so, you know, it's such a loving... outreach.
I watched this movie years ago called Looking for Comedy in the Muslim World.
Yeah.
And at one point, the U.S. government in the movie, and it was Fred Thompson, who sent Albert Brooks to India to try to figure out why they don't laugh.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, dude, don't get caught.
So then
that's
what
I say.
So then he goes over there and he's trying to do stand-up comedy.
Not happening.
It's such an awkward movie.
Now, I've seen acts, I've seen stand-up comedy acts that were so bad those people should have been in jail.
Yeah.
I get that. You stole my money from me here tonight. You should go to jail for this, but not this. Come on, man. The Department of Pre-Crime got him.
Yeah, no kidding. Tom Cruise busted in all of a sudden.
Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
That's why we call this
Stupid News.